rustled the dragon. Like a bird without wings, or a dog with no bark, life's tough for a dragon without a spark. While others breathe fire with maddening ease, poor Russell's best shot is a sad little wheeze. See, this odd one out is a breeder of ice, and his being unusual comes at a price. He watches his sisters puff great plumes of flame, and hangs his malfunctioning head in shame. How he longs to take part when they go out to raise hamlets, castles, and huts, and set buildings ablaze. But he's not like the others, and never will be. So who then, thought Russell to himself, was he? Could he join with the birds, since he knew how to fly? Or live with the lizards and give up the sky? Or should he be something entirely new? Now there was a thought, but what could he do? Then he dreamed up a notion that scared him a lot, but it was by far the best answer he'd got. When his flame-breathing peers lit fires all about, this frosty-breathed fellow would put the fires out. Although he would surely be cast from his kin, the humans, he said, would no doubt take him in. Among them, he'd live as a hero of sorts, although not much alike, he hoped they'd be good sports. So he packed up his things and set course for a cave from whence he could watch out for people to save. Very soon the day came that his help was required. A quaint little village had been set on fire. He huffed and he puffed and he soon quenched the flames, then awaited the gratitude, glory, and fame. But none was forthcoming. In fact, he was shocked to be dodging their arrows and insults and rocks. He never imagined they'd bear such a grudge. When it came to dragons, they just wouldn't budge. No matter his efforts to clear his bad name, they insisted that dragons were all the same. Poor Russell, dejected, spent 6 months in bed, then made a life building ice sculptures instead. Oh, sure, he'd still put out a village or two, because it was simply the right thing to do. But as some beasts lit fires and others were fried, this ice-breathing dragon was self-satisfied. Having learned not to live to please everyone else, and aspiring instead to be pleased with himself.